The United States has failed to convince Pakistan to drop its plan for importing natural gas from neighboring Iran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, during his recent visit to Islamabad, warned the Pakistani authorities about the likely implications of pursuing Iran gas pipeline project. However, Pakistan has rejected the U.S. concerns and handed over a non-paper to Kerry, defending its decision to go ahead with the import of natural gas from Iran. Pakistan officially confirmed the development.
Our energy requirements dictated that that we take seriously all the pipeline projects, including the Iran-Pakistan gas pipeline project. The rationale for giving that non-paper was to give to the U.S. side our perspective, because there has been some talk of U.S. sanctions, the possibility of U.S. sanctions on that project, and which in our assessment, in our own legal assessment, does not appear to be the case.
The Iran-Pakistan gas pipeline project was signed by the country's former ruling party, led by President Asif Ali Zardari, earlier this year. The first deliveries of natural gas are expected by the end of 2014. The Iran gas pipeline is seen as crucial for Pakistan to meet its growing energy demands.
Pakistan's reservoirs, gas reservoirs are declining very fast. And if we do not, we are already short of that. So if we do not, construct this pipeline, it will result in a major problem throughout the country. So the entire spectrum of economy will be adversely affected. And Pakistan will not be able to progress at all in the days ahead.
The government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has already made it clear that addressing the country's long-standing energy problem will be its top priority.
The United States has long been threatening Pakistan to impose economic sanctions if it goes ahead with the Iran gas pipeline project. But the government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has no plans to reverse the decision of the previous administration, which had signed the historic deal with Tehran. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.